Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to talk about the premier events in precision agriculture, and that's the InfoAg Conference. And I have with me Quentin Rund. And Quentin, first of all, I know that your company helps put on this conference, and it really has just grown over the last few years where it needed to be moved to a new location. Tell us about that growth as you've seen it over the last few years.
Well, that's indeed right. This is actually marks the 20th anniversary of the first InfoAg back in 1995, and we've really grown quite a bit. Well, in 2013, we had about 900 people show up, and we thought that was terrific. That broke some records for us, and then last year we moved down to St. Louis, and we ended up having over 1,400 people, and right now registrations are tracking for a new record for attendance for us. So, the interest has grown, and we've really seen a lot of people participating in InfoAg.
Yes, it has, and the technology has just changed so rapidly in just a matter of a few years now that I know it's driving a lot of this, too, but I'll be coming there from the Agricultural Media Summit, and I imagine I may not be the only media person that would be doing that, because this is an important place to find out what's going on in this whole arena that we call precision. So talk a little bit about the conference and this year. What is it that you offer to attendees? Because I know this is a pretty diverse group that comes.
Well, you're exactly right on that. Most of the people of our attendees, we have a lot of crop advisors and retail ag people that are working with farmers on precision ag services and hardware. So that's the bulk of our group. We do get a number of farmers as well. And lately here, we've been attracting some venture capitalists have been coming in to look at some of the new technologies. So it is a very diverse group that attends the conference. And we try to set it up so that all these people get a chance to hear some good presentations on a lot of different topics involved in precision ag, and also give them some dedicated time for networking, where we have receptions in our exhibit hall, which is jam-packed with vendors this year. And we try to provide them some opportunities to meet with speakers, talk with the people at the companies that are writing the software and building the equipment. So it's a really good chance to mix it up with a lot of different people.
And if I am not mistaken, like in past years, you have a, kind of like a pre-conference tour that's going on or taking place?
Yes, we do. The conference starts on Tuesday, but on Monday, we do have a pre-conference tour. It's an all-day tour from 9 to 5. We're going to run to the Lang Stegman Fertilizer Facility right on the Mississippi River there, and we'll see some demonstrations of some automated soil sampling equipment at that facility, as well as touring the plant. And then we'll go on to Seidenstricker's John Deere dealership. John Deere's sponsoring our lunch there, and we'll get to hear their latest offerings and see some of the equipment that's out there. And then we'll cap it off in the afternoon by getting a UAV demonstration. We have about four different UAV vendors that will demonstrate their products and talk about how they're being used in agriculture. So it'll be a full day on Monday as well.
Now, there are a lot of sessions that take place. You've got several different ones that take place at the same time, but maybe get repeated. And so there's lots of opportunities here to look at all the different areas. Plus, the program looks like you've got a lot of different companies. You mentioned John Deere. There's certainly a number of others that are involved in doing presentations here. So it's really a place for people to get a chance to talk directly with some of the product development people.
Well, that's right. I mean, certainly you can talk with the vendors in the exhibit hall, but the speaker, the program lineup that we have, it is an educational conference. So we have some great keynote speakers this year, and then our program is divided into five concurrent tracks. Two of those tracks repeat, so you get a chance to catch those speakers. One of those programs is our sponsor showcase, so each of our sponsors will be talking about their new innovations for this year. And then we also have a track on workshops. So if people want to get more in-depth on a certain topic and learn more about something, we can spend a little extra time and get a little more attention in those workshop settings.
You also have some plenary sessions. I think there's, open plenary kind of midway and a closing. Talk about who we're going to see as some of those keynote speakers.
Well, for the opening session, we'll have David Zock. He's a futurist, a professional futurist. He's been on the program before and is going to come back and talk with us about how to identify some trends and where things are heading. And then he's also going to be leading one of the workshops, so a little more hands-on crystal ball stuff there, I guess. And then for the Wednesday plenary session, the Precision Ag Luncheon, we'll have Kevin Folta. And Kevin is a proponent of GMO and can talk with the group about how to talk with others about GMOs and how technology is helping out with agriculture. Our final, our closing plenary session, we have William Marshall with Planet Labs. And Planet Labs is a pretty innovative company. They are launching a constellation of small birds or shoebox satellites, if you will. But a whole constellation of, I think their target is 100 satellites. So it's very interesting how he's applied technology and to remote sensing, and we'll see how learn about that new innovation, how they're spending less money on each satellite but getting better coverage.
Well, when you look at where things were in this sector back at the start of all this, how would you describe what you're seeing, the capabilities of some of this new software and hardware today in relation to where we got started with all this?
Well, I think the biggest innovations that I've seen has been just ease of use. I mean, we had some software that was very persnickety, and you had to really know how to get everything out of it, spend a lot of time with it. And now it's become a lot more user-friendly. I think there are still some improvements we can make, but I think the software companies have learned how to make it easier for the growers and for the retailers to use the software. And how an important improvement along with that has been how to move data between different software packages. Those two innovations right there have really helped, I think, the adoption of Precision Ag, and I think we'll see that continue to grow. It's got to be easy to use and just fit right into the workflow on the farm.
Absolutely. I know that we're kind of getting near. It's not very far away, and hotels have been filling up. But if somebody's interested, what do they? Can they still go ahead and register if they go to, like, infoag.org?
Yes, the website's infoag.org. We have our early bird registration discount is in effect until July 13th. After the 13th, the registration rates will go up. So now would be a great time to register and check out the program, see what's on the tour, look at the exhibit hall, and see all the different vendors that are there. I think we're going to have another great conference. So it'll be good to have you there, Chuck.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. So what are we going to do when we outgrow St. Louis?
Well, we're looking into that, actually. So we've got plans to stay in St. Louis for 2016 yet. We'll be the first week in August in 2016. And after that, we're looking at some other venues. May move it around a little bit here.
All right. Well, I really appreciate that, Quentin. This is a fantastic conference. I get a lot out of it and learn. And will be there to help try to share some of that with our audience. And thank you for your time here. You guys put on a great program. Looking forward to it again one more time here in 2015.
All right. Well, thank you, Chuck.
All right. Well, that is our Zimcast for this week. I know that not everybody is an ag nerd like me, or Quentin for that matter, but we will look forward to sharing what we learn as we go through this conference here in just a matter of a few weeks, really. And I hope you've enjoyed this week's program. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.